Hot water recirculation systems. How recirculation systems get hot water to the tap instantly. Dedicated return loops with a pump and aquastat vs retrofit crossover valve systems that use the cold line as the return, plus controls, energy trade-offs, and the common failures. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. A recirculation system keeps hot water moving in a loop, so it's already hot at the fixture when you open the tap, instead of making you run gallons of cooled off water down the drain while you wait. The longer the pipe run from the heater to a far bathroom, the longer the wait and the more water wasted. Recirc kills that wait. There are two basic architectures, a dedicated return loop the right way, designed in, and a crossover valve retrofit uses the existing cold line as the return. How it works. Dedicated return system. A separate hot water return pipe runs from the farthest fixture back to the water heater, making a continuous loop. Heater to hot supply to far fixture to return pipe to back to heater. A small circulator pump at the heater or on the return pushes water around the loop, so the supply piping always has hot water in it. An aquastat and slash or timer controls the pump, so it isn't running 24/7. The aquastat shuts the pump off once the return water is hot and back on when it cools. The timer limits it to the hours you actually use hot water. Some gravity systems thermosiphon without a pump, but pumped is standard now. Crossover valve comfort valve retrofit. When there's no dedicated return line, you can install a thermostatic crossover valve under the farthest sink that connects the hot and cold lines. A pump often mounted at the heater pushes hot water out the hot line. The crossover valve lets it bleed into the cold line once it cools below a set point around 95 to 98 degrees, using the cold piping as the return path back to the heater. The valve closes once hot water reaches it. It's cheaper to retrofit, but it warms up your cold water line, so the cold tap runs lukewarm for a moment. In the field, installing or servicing recirc. Pick the architecture. New construction or a remodel with open walls to dedicated return loop. It's cleaner and doesn't taint the cold line. Existing finished home to crossover valve retrofit under the farthest fixture. Mount and wire the pump. Pumps are typically on the return line dedicated systems or on the heater's hot outlet retrofit. They're low wattage. Many have a built-in timer and temperature control. Set the controls. Configure the timer to the household's hot water hours mornings slash evenings and the aquastat slash temperature set point so the pump idles when the loop's already hot. Running the pump constantly wastes energy and burns standby heat. Insulate the loop. A recirc loop that isn't insulated is a giant radiator dumping the heater's energy into the building. Insulate the supply and return piping. It's the difference between an efficient system and an energy hog. Add a check valve where needed so you don't get thermosiphon backflow or crossover when the pump's off, and to prevent hot migrating into the cold system unintentionally on dedicated loops. Normal values and targets. Crossover valve open slash close. Opens to bleed into the cold line when water cools to roughly 95 to 98 degrees. Closes when hot water arrives. Pump wattage. Typically small on the order of tens of watts. The energy cost is mostly the heat lost from the loop, not the pump motor. Control strategy. Timer to the home's use hours plus aquastat to idle when hot. On-demand versions run the pump only when a button or motion slash flow sensor triggers, minimizing waste. Loop insulation. Insulate supply and return. Uninsulated loops can add meaningful standby loss. Effect on tankless. Recirc can fight a tankless constant small flow cycling and minimum flow issues. Use a tankless rated slash configured for recirc or add a buffer tank. Common faults and what they mean. Still waiting for hot water at the far tap. Pump not running timer slash aquastat off or set wrong. Failed pump. Tripped. Crossover valve stuck closed or airbound loop. Verify the pump runs and the loop circulates. Cold tap runs warm retrofit systems. Normalish for crossover systems. Hot bleeds into the cold line. If it's excessive, the crossover valve is staying open too long or the pump runs too much. Adjust timing or replace the valve. High energy bills after adding recirc. Pump running 24/7 and slash or uninsulated loop. Set the timer slash aquastat and insulate the piping. Tankless short cycles or won't stay lit with recirc. The small recirc flow dips below the tankless minimum or rapidly cycles it. Use a recirc capable tankless setting slash buffer tank. Noisy pump slash no flow. Air in the loop. Seized pump. Or a stuck check valve. Bleed the loop and check the pump. Tech tips and gotchas. Controls are everything for efficiency. A recirc pump left running 24/7 turns the heater's standby loss way up. Set it to the home's actual hot water hours and let the aquastat idle it. on-demand button/sensor control is the most efficient of all. Insulate the loop or it's a money pit. An uninsulated recirc loop continuously radiates the heater's heat into the building. This is the most skipped step and the biggest reason recirc gets a bad efficiency rep. Crossover retrofits warm the cold line. Set expectations. People notice the cold water isn't instantly cold. If that's unacceptable, it's a dedicated return job. Recirc and tankless don't naturally get along. The constant trickle can sit below the tankless minimum flow or cycle it to death. Use a unit/setting designed for recirc, or pair with a small buffer tank. A failed check valve on a dedicated loop lets hot thermosiphon into the cold side or backflow through the pump. Chase weird warm cold water or no circulation. Complaints there. Safety/code notes. Recirculation piping and pumps are potable water components. Use approved materials and protect against backflow/cross-connection per the plumbing code. Crossover valve systems intentionally connect hot and cold through a listed thermostatic valve. Use only the valve listed for that purpose so it isn't an unapproved cross-connection. Hotter loop temperatures help limit bacterial growth in stagnant branches, but raise scald risk. Temper delivered water with a mixing valve per the plumbing code scald protection provisions, where the system runs hot. The heater still needs its standard T and P valve and discharge IPC water heater/relief provisions and thermal expansion control on a closed system. Adding recirc doesn't change those requirements.